السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Salah is a meeting between us and Allah. Salah is one of the main pillars in Islam. Salah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He called it Imaduddin, the pillar of the deen. Salah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, whoever his salah will not prevent him from wrong is no salah for him. Salah is the difference between us and a non-Muslim. You can keep going and how many ayat in Quran and ahadith about salah. When you make salah, you start with takbirat. And takbirat is a sign of Allahu Akbar, of myself, of my life, of everything. Something just came in my heart in the beginning of my salah right now, and I want to share it with you. Go to the sun, study how far is the sun from us and how powerful the heat from the sun and light from the sun. And I'm sure if you are in an area near the edges of the earth, you see how close the sun is, which is relatively tiny, small. But you see, you can walk and all of a sudden you can feel the sun can burn you and the light is so strong, you cannot even look. What about the cloud? All of a sudden, if the cloud is heavy, it can end up plug the sun to the point you have no sun at all. Dark. Those who are in a tropical state or area, they know that. By this way, the cloud can make me have tiny bit of glimpse of the sun, or a little bit dark, or complete dark. And subhanallah, when we make salah, the majority of time I make salah mechanically. I have to. I want to. It's obligation. But how many of us, or even me, I make salah with pleasure, thanking Allah for His guidance, thanking Allah for His bounty to me, meaning I am making salah and I'm all my body and my heart is full of feeling of the bounty of Hidayah, number one, and the importance of this meeting and how important to me. This is normal. This is normal, or supposed to be normal. But today is not normal. Why? What happened if I have a huge cloud between me and Allah? What this cloud called? The cloud called حب الدنيا, love of dunya. Think about my daughter, my son, my husband, this. He did, she did, and the upsetness, and the sadness, and he did it. Why he talked to me like this? And the disease of the heart. But you think shaitan tell you have disease of the heart? No, no, we talked about it yesterday. You're perfect, you're pure, you mashallah. Everybody's wrong except you. Shaitan manipulate you, and he recall everything different. But let me teach you something for Sabilillah. When the time come and you're meeting Allah, can you blame anybody? Can you say, Allah, my salah is not good because who did it or she did it and he said and I did? Wallahi no. Wallahi no. Wallahi no. By this way, if my heart and my thought full of cloud of my nafs, my ego, my arrogant, busy of dunya, not content, not thanking Allah, arrogant, upsetness, this and that, the child behavior, the one I tell you about it, which the majority of us do it, the disease of the heart, you name it. This is think about it as a layer of cloud, layer of cloud, layer of cloud, layer of cloud, until when it comes to salah, your salah will become empty, cold, has no feeling, has no meaning. You will not enjoy it. You will not enjoy it. It will not make you in a state of rest. It will not give you vision. Many scholars I read for them a long time ago, they said 99% of the knowledge and comprehending, they receive it in Salah. Allah inspired them. Why? They are in a state of purity. They can receive. I saw one action in my life. This action in my life, it really scared me. A woman has a dispute with her husband, came to me, she went to Salah. You know how long the Salah was? Almost 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. She can make sajda 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. And crying and crying and weeping to Allah and crying. I said, MashaAllah, this woman is really a very pious woman. She finished Salah. After Salah, immediately, I look at her face, anger, rage, shayateen. I said, SubhanAllah, how you can finish Salah, meeting your Lord, and coming full of shayateen? But my knowledge, it helped me out. Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi, in one of his book, he said, many people make Salah, and they make sajda to shaitan and they do not know. They have a relationship with shaitan and they do not know. Do you know why? They refuse to make tawbah with Allah. They refuse to admit they have mistakes. By this way, I'm going demanding. I'm going, but demanding is not seeking help from Allah, is not seeking guidance from Allah, is not seeking the rahmah of Allah, no. I am behaving exactly like what between each other. I'm demanding, I'm crying and screaming, how dare they do this to me? How? Meaning I'm going full of shayateen, coming out full of shayateen, make sajda to shaitan, and shaitan make me think I'm between the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I know? When you leave salah, your heart is still the same. Your thought is still the same. It's not clear. But wallahi, my dear brother in Islam, I swear by Allah, if your salah with Allah, I promise you, any issue in your life, you. I swear by Allah, any issue of your life, any question, any wishes, any supplicate, anything, you will get the answer. If not immediately, but you will leave Salah full of tranquility, peace, happiness, trust. You relax because you are in the hand of Allah. I just meet Allah. If Allah accepts my meeting, how I should feel after that? What is the effect of my Salah? Can I be worried? No way. Can I be stuck in who am I? No way. Can I be stuck with my heart against people? No way. Can my disease of my heart do not melt and do not get cleaned? No way. Can I remember Akhirah and looked and thinking and thought about meeting Allah and look at His face? If I am not thinking about Akhirah after Salah, if I'm not drowning in the bounty between me and Allah, if I'm not thinking about His bounty to me, if I'm not willing to forgive and clear up and make tawbah and be for Allah, something wrong with me. Meaning, the cloud between me and Allah is veil me from the light and wisdom of Allah. It veil me from accepted salah. What happens if I do not have accepted salah for too long? Now I'm away from Allah. Now shayateen is overwhelming me. Now shayateen is overwhelming my thought and my heart. And I can cry and make drama and all this, and I'm thinking I'm good. And I'm completely a toy in the hand of shayateen. Now what will happen to salah? Salah, shaitan will make me feel good about it, but as a victim. And I go back after salah, doing the same thing and more. and I will not gain quality. It will not make ease in my heart and softness. It will not make me united with other. It make me again rebellious, stuck with myself. Again, you stuck with yourself? You're not gaining from your salah? It's no salah for you. You did salah with shaitan and you do not know. You make salah for Allah, with Allah, and you meet Allah, believe me, you will never go meeting Allah and you came empty-handed. No way, no way. This is why the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said to Bilal, Ya Bilal, get up, make salah. Arahna biha ya Bilal. Make us content and be calm and full of tranquility with it, ya Bilal. If salah do not make me reach this level and make me live in this status within, it doesn't matter outside. Outside is not a core. The core in here is status within. The status of my heart, it reflects in the status of my thought. It reflects in me and the way I deal with other, the way I deal with dunya, the way I'm thinking about akhirah. And beg Allah to take me in a good status. And if this is the case, how is my relationship with other? Can I have full of anger and jealousy and this and that? No way, no way. But you see, what happened if shaitan manipulate me and make me believe otherwise? My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's up to you. It's up to you. If your salah do not make you feel good between you and Allah and reflect in your behavior and state of the heart, make you think about akhirah, make you easy, make you soft, make you kind, make you pure. But if you are pure, don't keep saying, oh, I'm sad with you about this and da-da-da-da-da. And all. If you have a drama, how you can have salah? Ya Allah! Ya Allah, arahna biha ya Bilal. Arahna biha ya Bilal. Reflect, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Reflect. One salah between you and Allah, accept it, is better for you than the whole earth and what it contains. Only if you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us from the heavy cloud over our heart and our thought. There is a problem. Who put the cloud? Who generated the cloud? It's me. It's me and my nafs and my shaitan. Because the value of journey of Iman, the value of the gift of Allah, the value of ni'mah of hidayah, the value of what Allah gave me, I'm not content, I'm not thanking, I'm not valuing. And now, little by little, Allah will take me out of that. Now shaitan will veil me between me and Allah. And now, little by little, I will lose all the sweetness and happiness and calm and tranquility and a beautiful relationship between me and Allah, number one, and me and angel, and me and a good people. And little by little, shaitan will make me cut all the relationship, little by little. And now I'm happy with my ego. I'm happy with my shaitan. I'm happy with my arrogance. And I'm thinking I'm fine. May Allah save us from that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if we do not have the feeling of value, our relationship with Allah and akhirah, and love of Allah, love of Iman, love of Rasulullah, love of good deed. Where we go? Where we go? Where we go? How you claim? And this is why our relationship is bankrupt. Because our relationship between us and Allah is bankrupt. It's not the people. It's not the people. Each one of us has a problem. This is why we become divided. The cloud divides the ray of the sun. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.